This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet. QL.
Oh, Rick, you know what to do. Your time to shine, Ken. It's away. Power hour. They might be asking yourself, well, that, you know, the show goes until 7. How's the power hour starting at 5:40? Shut up.
Talked about the Matrix. We can bend the laws of time and space.
Like do you want the picks? Then we need 4 segments to do it.
Do you want
so 20 game? Minutes. Yeah. 20 minutes from right now. Power hour. All our bets for tonight. Side. Total. Someone tweeted me this and I really liked it. Like Notorious B.I.G. I love it when you call me Big Prop.
So it would be throw your hands in the air if you're a degenerate player.
something rhyming with overs,
right? something to that effect. Let's see. I'm trying to think of, like, I'm thinking about the lyrics of that song and I was like, nope, don't want to say that. Nope, don't want to say that either.
And I see receivers tonight going over their totals. I love it when you call me Big Proppa.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What other words does, like, prop rhyme with that we could do? Like, proppa, don't preach. I love when you call me Big Proppa.
This is pretty good.
Prop it like it's hot.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Prop goes the weasel. Yeah, so.
When you want to bet an over, prop it like it's hot. Like it's hot.
Proppa was a rolling stone.
Proppa was a rolling stone.
All right, so drop rhymes with, what else rhymes with prop?
Stop.
Prop in the name of love.
Prop. And coming up in the power hour, prop in the name of love.
it's just Brad Evans talking about David Montgomery.
Right, yes.
What else? So gotta be, what about words? What about top?
From song perspective. It's like prop of the morning. That's
what it's like. We could do like prop, like the Hanson song.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Bing, bing, bing. This is tough. The rhyming well's a little dry right now. I was up at like 5:30 this morning. This is a tough one.
Well, we have like the Cardi B song, which well shall not be named, but rhymes with prop. Maybe that song should have been called prop.
Yeah, it did. You know, you could make that argument. You could definitely do that.
Crop.
Yep.
We went through drop. What about cop? I think with like police, cops.
You're really on this one. You're really trying to hammer this one out.
Listen, what I'm trying to do is conserve as much brain power as possible for the power hour.
No, but seriously, what else? Let's go through it.
No, it's like literally there are 26 letters. We've hit like 11 of them. What about the other 15?
Can I buy a vowel? No, I think so. Of all the ones we went up, is which one's better? I think Proppa Don't Preach is still like
Proppa Don't Preach is the funniest one. But I love when you call me Big Proppa a second.
That's good. And we obviously, if anybody has any recommendations, we'll obviously accept them, especially with my creativity in the state that it's in currently. We would love
Do the Tampa Bay Rays play baseball?
Propacana Field. The prop. Propacana.
Let's go to the props.
Good to the last prop, you know?
That's now we're okay. All right.
I finally got going, and now we're gonna go to something else. That's amazing. That's
great. Is that
you
like
open Pandora's box, buddy?
We are both so zonked by this time. Like we need.
I am like,
Just completely zonked.
I had the kids solo this morning. My wife's at MetLife Stadium prepping them for
I'm a Giants fan, opener.
And Nick was up late, reconsidering his sports fandom in every conceivable way. So you know we got a lot going on.
All right. What was Manu Ginobili's specialty when he played in the NBA?
Not something that rhymes with prop.
What do soccer players do consistently?
There we go. Well, like proper flop is a term that maybe has been used in the past.
Okay. All right.
It's prop secret, you know?
Prop of the morning to you?
Yeah.
Prop dusting?
I promise our football bets are better than this for people listening right now. So I promise.
Prop corn's not bad.
Prop corn.
That's what Ken enjoys when he watches movies.
Just leave a prop bet in the aisle at the grocery store. Prop dusting?
Yeah, we're going to prop dust. I'm just going to drop this Kyle Pitts over here, and then you're going to walk past it. You've been prop dusted. Incredible. Sometimes the floor is dirty, and you got to prop it.
You're really on this. This is you're really like I don't know if I've ever seen you so devoted to like a segment topic for the first few minutes. That's just like, all right, that's pretty good. No, not really another one. That's pretty good. No, really, what else are we doing?
Lop.
You're committed to not playing Sports Market Sweep, aren't you? You're like,
no, I'm fine. I'm actually fine with it.
Okay.
So if you guys were a band, would you be ZZ Prop?
that's pretty good. Grow my beard out a little bit more for that.
Yep.
Prop sign.
These are so stupid. What are we doing? What is this?
All right. Rick, let's play a game of Sports Market Sweep.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to gamble! The name of the game is to set the lines for all the betting questions. It's time for the Sports Market Sweep.
The host of the Sports Market Sweep is Rick Camp, who has named my wish rhymed with prop, but it doesn't. Rick, what do you got? What's up first?
I don't know if you guys heard, but the New York football Giants played a game yesterday.
They did.
So this is more of a yes, no.
And unfortunately, they propped a tough decision to the Washington football team.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yes, they did.
Kenny Golladay, way too many props in the game.
Way too many props.
When the ball hits your hands, you can't prop it.
So with the Giants bye being week 10, it's more of a yes, no. What is the market on Jason Garrett being the offensive coordinator for week 11?
A minus infinity. Like, there's no way they're firing him.
Yeah, that's like,
this team's way too stupid.
Yeah, I mean, what is, like, how about what's the likelihood he's the offensive coordinator next season, week one?
Zero.
Zero. What's the likelihood Judge is the head coach next season?
Low.
Really? Low?
Yeah.
Wow, so you're it's funny because
Let's project this. Yeah. Okay. Actually, maybe higher, because now that I'm thinking about it, it would be really dumb to do it like this. Okay. So if they have how many games do you think they're gonna win this year? They're 0-2 now, 17 game schedule.
Five.
Okay. They win five games, Gettleman's definitely getting fired.
Okay.
So then the decision has to be made. Okay, now we're gonna hire a new GM.
Yep.
What GM worth his salt or her salt is coming into a situation with an incumbent coaching staff already in place and doesn't get to hire his or her coaching staff?
It's a fair point. No one good would probably be the right answer to that question.
So what you have to do, if you're going to fire Gettleman, you also have to fire Joe Judge. So that's why I think it's low. But then again, John Mara is an idiot, as detailed. So maybe he'll keep him. Maybe he'll keep Judge, and like the new GM's got to come in and work. I could see that. Like, oh, we like the continuity in the coaching staff, and the new GM's going to come in and work with Joe Judge. AKA, the team will win six games the next year, Judge will get fired, and then we'll start over again.
Right. I mean, it's like not identical, but where Arthur Smith takes over for the Falcons, and it's like, I think they're going to be terrible, and then they're going to get their new quarterback. Like, it's like, I mean, you could have done it last year, but now you're just going to wait. I mean, can you imagine if they they're never letting Gettleman pick the next quarterback, right?
He's already picked two coaches. You're going to let him pick two quarterbacks? Like, I think I would honestly stop rooting for the team.
End up with, like, Keaton Slovis. It's just like, oh, God.
You know what he'll pick? It'll be whoever, like, has a big arm at the Senior Bowl is who he'll pick.
No, that's always a really, really good idea.
The quarterback.
Did you see him against the Senior? I mean, Coachy, he went 5-7. Yeah, but the Senior Bowl killed it.
Daniel Jones, sixth overall.
Yeah, just not the worst one, though. I mean, like, Saquon's so much worse than that.
All right. So, unfortunately, Jason Garrett will be the offensive coordinator, Rick, in week 11.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go with this one clearly from Bill. Set the line for Kenny Omega versus Brian Danielson. I can only assume that's like Gary's son or grandson.
No, that's Daniel Bryan from WWE. Yes.
Okay.
That's his real name.
Gotcha.
Okay. How funny is Vince McMahon, by the way, that he's like, your name's Brian Danielson. Instead of calling you that, let's just call you Daniel Bryan. Like a mishmash of your name. Why?
And then he's like, nailed it. Like, Vince is so like, killed it. I'm so smart. Yeah, that's why.
Set the market for the number of stars from Wrestling Observer.
Well, the Wrestling Observer, so this is like really inside wrestling.
Yeah, I need like all of the information here. Yeah.
All right. So actually, it is a very, very, very funny like subset of like pro wrestling culture and like the internet wrestling community. Dave Meltzer. Do you know who Dave Meltzer is or no?
Yeah, I mean, he's like I just know him on Twitter. He has like a big following as like a wrestling writer, basically.
Yeah,
right?
he's basically been writing the Wrestling Observer since the 80s. So he's writing a weekly wrestling newsletter since the 80s. So he has become, and I'm not saying whether he should or should be this, like the authority on wrestling. So like there are a lot of wrestlers that hate him, a lot of like bookers that absolutely despise him. So when he gives like a star rating, that's like what people will use like to base like their thought on the match.
Understood.
Now he is definitely biased, and he claims that he's not, but he 100% is. Like, there's no question about it. Biased towards anything Japanese. Him and I have that in common. and he loves AEW because like they all like pander to him, which is fine. Like I'm not criticizing them. And is not anti WWE, but like it's far more. And he claims that he calls it down the middle, and he clearly doesn't. So
he likes to be contrarian. Yeah, he likes to be whatever everyone's into. He wants to be on the opposite thing.
No, totally. Yeah. No, that's not true at all. Because like people love AEW, he loves AEW. It's just that he doesn't like WWE. Is really
right, but WWE like gets like doesn't WWE still get like? I mean, maybe not. Does AEW outrate WWE?
And the key demo is Dynamite outrated Raw, but like the internet. Wrestling
community, that's interesting. I thought
the internet
still, like,
wrestling community hates WWE though.
Got it. Okay.
So he's like
the king
really
of that community.
It would be contrarian for him to be like WWE's better. I think that would be contrarian.
Okay, got it.
So Kenny Omega is Canadian, but was the Japanese Federation, NJPW's champion. So he loves Kenny Omega, and he loves Bryan Danielson. So way over is the answer here.
Okay, is 5 is the maximum number that he can give?
No, because it used to be, and then he went over that for a series of Kenny Omega matches in Japan. 6 and then 7 stars. So that's like the running joke.
Okay, got it.
He broke his own system. That's
understood.
Right. Yeah.
Excellent.
Over there.
Does he give like all zero right. all the time to stuff? Like, is there like a recent
match
that he gives?
He's given negative stars, like Undertaker, Giant Gonzalez at WrestleMania 9.
Oh, yes.
Negative stars.
I've referenced that match. I remember Giant Gonzalez. That's incredible. Here's a fursuit. You're 7 feet tall. Here's a bodysuit that has like hair patches on it.
And Vince is a billionaire.
Giant Gonzalez. Oh, my God. Mantar.
All right, let's get one more in here. Seth and Mark, for who would win this game of Jeopardy between Dave Gettleman, Joe Judge, and Jason Garrett?
Oh, Garrett. Garrett went to Dartmouth. That's easy.
Gettleman.
Or Yale. Where did Garrett go? Someone look that up. He went to an Ivy League school. I forget which one.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a bunch of like trivia. Like, would Gettleman go into it thinking he would win?
Probably.
I got this. Big trivia guy here.
It'd be like this character in the French Revolution popularized the guillotine. Gettleman would buzz in. What are hog mollies?
All right, that just sounds like Celebrity Jeopardy at this point. That's basically that's the Dave Gettleman era. Celebrity Jeopardy.
It's like this former American president once starred on his own reality show. What is it? Quarterback.
It's like, Dave, what have you risked for Final Jeopardy? A combination of 3 and 5. Simply stunning.
Unreal. I think we want to
squeeze one more in here.
No.
Sure. All right, whatever you want. I don't know. How much time do we have left?
Like 60 seconds.
Whatever.
No. We'll save it. This segment was more good than bad, I think. I actually think it might have been great.
Sometimes we need segments like this. And I know I acted as the person who's like, I don't understand what we're doing. Like, we need this. This is a good thing. This is great.
Especially because we're about to turn the brain power up to 100 for the next
right.
hour and 20
and
minutes.
I'm literally going to drive home and then immediately go to sleep. That's basically what's about to happen.
I got a reservation at the local Japanese place for dinner tonight once the show's over.
What's the thing you're looking forward to the most is what?
Gyoza.
I don't know what that is.
The dumplings.
Oh, okay.
I love gyoza. One of my girlfriend's friends calls it goyza, which is like not even...
In like a New York accent too, or is it
like a Jersey Shore Italian accent? The goyza, it's not even close to how it's spelled. All our NFL bets coming up next as the Power Hour begins.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley from BetQL.